In 2021, First Nations leaders Uncle Pabai and Uncle Paul sued the Commonwealth over climate change negligence in the Torres Strait region. Yesterday, the decision of the Pabai case was handed down, finding that the Australian government does not have a duty of care to protect Torres Strait residents from climate change. Marlena Holderness has this story.
Sea levels in the Torres Strait are rising at almost three times the global average and have risen 6 centimetres over the last decade alone. Torres Strait traditional owners Uncle Pabai and Uncle Paul took the Australian government to court in October 2021 for failing to protect their communities from exacerbated climate change. Yesterday, a decision was handed down. Justice Jason Wigney found that, quote, the Commonwealth did not and does not owe Torres Strait Islanders the duty of care alleged by the applicants in support of their primary case. I asked Brett Spiegel, principal lawyer at Fee Finney McDonald, the law firm that represented Uncle Pabai and Uncle Paul, why this case was so important.
You know, this case, it's hard to imagine a more important case than this one. As Justice Wigney recognized in his statements yesterday, there is an existential threat to Torres Strait Islanders like Uncle Pabai and Uncle Paul. And it's imperative that the Commonwealth take action or they literally will lose their homeland and tens of thousands of years of culture.
His reaction to yesterday's outcome was mixed.
On the one hand, I was heartened by the fact that His Honor recognized that there is this existential threat to Torres Strait Islanders and that he accepted the evidence put forward by the different islanders who gave evidence in the case. Obviously, I was not pleased with the fact that the court reached the conclusion that it wasn't in a position to do anything about these problems. And ultimately, that's the key issue that we're going to have to consider in determining whether or not to seek to appeal the judgment.
Dr. Ella Vines, climate law expert at Monash University Business School's Green Lab, was saddened but not surprised by the court's decision.
I want to emphasise that the judge in his decision yesterday said that the facts of climate change are unequivocal and that the climate change impacts that are and will continue to be suffered by Torres Strait Islanders is unequivocal. But what he said is that the law of tort, as it stands, cannot offer redress in this instance. But there are pathways for legal development in higher courts or through law reform in the parliament. And indeed, the applicants said yesterday in their press conference that they intend to continue pursuing their extraordinary leadership on behalf of their communities as far as possible. But then there's also law reform options in the parliament as well.
Judge Wigney stated that the court's findings, quote, should not be construed as somehow sanctioning or justifying the unquestionably modest and unambitious greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets that were set by the Commonwealth in 2015, 2020 and 2021. I asked Dr. Ella Vines what changes the government should be making.
If you factor in Australia's ongoing fossil fuel use, including its exports, Australia is the second largest climate polluter when calculated by total carbon emissions from its fossil fuel exports. So we have a process under Australia's Climate Change Act for our emissions reductions targets to be reviewed and to be based on expert evidence by the Independent Climate Change Authority. But I think this case certainly puts a spotlight on and underscores the need for our next round of emissions reduction targets to be more ambitious and to accord with Australia contributing to global efforts.
The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has found that more than 1 billion people living in coastal areas globally are at risk of rising sea levels by 2050. Lawyer Brett Spiegel says the Pabai case is just one step in the larger process of global climate litigation.
I think that the precedent that it sets from a factual perspective, it goes farther than most previous cases in identifying the problem. Of course, the fact that that next step was one that the court was unable to take is disappointing. But if one's familiar with the Mabo case leading to native title, Mabo didn't win in the first instance either. And so we aren't at this point thinking of this as something that's negative ultimately for climate litigation, but a step in the process.
Brett Spiegel, principal lawyer at Fee Finney McDonald, speaking there with Marlena Holderness.